And let's say hello to our first two contestants, Barry Schwartzy and Rebecca Missel. Now, Barry, you're visiting us from...
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. Thank you for coming all the way down.
Thank you for having me.
What movie or television show scared you as a child?
Probably The Dark Crystal.
The Dark Crystal. Oh,
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big nerd reference. I love it.
That's a good way to start. Rebecca, you're a film buff. What television or movie scared you as a kid?
It wasn't so much scary as it was disturbing to me, but Wheel of Fortune always wigged me out because, no, really, because Vanna White never spoke. I had no idea what to make of her. She just, these things lit up. And...
Dark Crystal, Wheel of Fortune. I love this game already. Our first game is called Quoth the Raven Something More. We've rewritten Edgar Allan Poe's classic poem, The Raven, to be about famous people whose last name ends in more. Clever. So, contestants, you'll be playing the part of the raven. So listen to each chilling stanza and then ring in when you know who we're talking about. And the winner of this round will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Are you ready?
Yes.
Starting her career in soaps, she went on to swinging on ropes as Maud, a scheming trust fund artist, and the dude's fake monomour. Memorable roles did soon beckon, Magnolia, safe, far from heaven. This fiery redhead vixen's love does many man implore. But her husband, director Bart Freudlich, is the man she does adore. Quoth the raven. Rebecca.
Julianne Moore.
Correct.
Pseudonyms like Jill DeRay and fiendish Kurt Vile point the way to this long-haired bearded Brit whose comic books one can't ignore. Practicing occult and magic, anarchist with worldview tragic, his words landed on the pelagic beaches of Tinseltown's shore. V for Vendetta, From Hell, and Watchmen. Films based on tales this creator bore. Quoth the Raven. Barry.
Alan Moore.
That's right.
I could tell you knew halfway through. Rebecca's just like nodding her head.
I have no idea what this dude is going on. It's Guy Fawkes Day. I don't know anything else about Even Then Vendetta.
But I felt like Barry had a smile that just crept larger and larger and larger.
He was imitating Guy Fawkes.
You were imitating Guy Fawkes? Well done. Possessing acting chops, precocious, still she appeared in films atrocious. Her childhood was quite ferocious, partying at Studio 54. The youngest SNL host to date, Tom Green is one of her many ex-mates. We loved her in 50 First Dates. She played head case Lucy Whitmore. During the filming of Fever Pitch, the Red Sox finally began to score. Quoth the Raven. Barry.
Drew Barrymore.
Yes, exactly.
With musical talent strapping, Oxford College came a-tapping. This British actor went rapping on Peter Cook's front door. He left the aisles for L.A. and starred in Blake Edwards' 10 and Foul Play. Nicknamed the sex thimble, he was risque, a short ladies' man right to the core. His only Oscar nom was for Arthur, a film whose remake you likely deplore. Quoth the Raven, Rebecca.
Dudley Moore?
That's right.
Released 6 albums, that's a fact. This lady can both sing and act. Won a Grammy for I See the Light from Disney's Tangled music score. Released her first album at 15, labeled pop music's Candy Queen. Transitioned to the movie screen in Saved and other films galore. She's married to rocker Ryan Adams, a twosome too beautiful to ignore. Quoth the Raven. Rebecca.
Mandy Moore. Was
yes.
Waiting for that one.
Mandy Moore.
Ben Haggerty, a hip-hopper and Billboard Hot 100 topper, sold out shows with Ryan Lewis, his producer on the dance floor. The single Thrift Shop they did release, hit number one by no caprice. Their great stature they did increase without opening a record label door. The first unsigned artist to top the charts since Lisa Loeb in 94. Quoth the Raven. Rebecca.
Macklemore.
Macklemore.
Modeling in women's fashion, acting soon became her passion. As a founding investor, Planet Hollywood, she did explore. Posed nude while pregnant, saw ghost, shaved her head, then left her post as thespian of the West Coast, moving her clan to Idaho's core. Alas, her marriage to TV icon Ashton Kutcher is no more. Quoth the Raven. Barry.
Demi Moore.
Demi Moore is correct. Will, how did our contestants do?
They both did great, but our winner was Rebecca.
Congratulations, Rebecca. Great match, and Rebecca, you'll be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.